Good morning, church family.
It's
good to be together again. This morning, we're going to continue in our series in the book of Acts. So again, if some people really prefer to look at their own Bibles, or if you like to follow in your phone, you can turn to Acts chapter 8.
今天早上我们继续讲我们的《使徒行传》。假如各位有手机或者有圣经的话，请你打开《使徒行传》第八章。
The title of the message this morning is a misplaced religion.
今天早上我们要讲的这个题目是把教会放在一个不合适的地方。
How many of you have problems misplacing things?
你们有没有这个经验把东西放错地方的？
The Morshida family, the family I grew up in, we were kind of known or had problems misplacing things.
在我长大的过程，在我父母家里边，我们家里都有常常把东西放在不对的地方。
I recall growing up, my dad often misplacing his wallet or his keys, and it passed on to me.
所以我常常我的父亲就忘记他的皮包放在哪里，他的钥匙放在哪里，所以这种的习惯变成影响到我的身上来了。
I have been known to misplace my keys from time to time.
我常常把钥匙不知道放在哪里去了。
Sarah always tells me, Brady, if you just put them in the same place each time, you won't misplace your keys.
我的太太老是告诉我，你知道，你把这个钥匙啊，就是你放在一定的地方，你就不会找不到的。
And I tell her, Sarah, I haven't lost my keys.
她说我就反驳她，我说我虽然找不到，但是我后来总是找到了。
I'm just temporarily misplaced them, so they're not lost, they're just misplaced.
我没有把钥匙丢掉，我是只是放错个地方而已。
So now I have one of three places that I put my keys. So I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer.
所以我现在比较好了。我现在有三个地方放我的钥匙，你知道，所以我可以找到我的钥匙。
They now have something called a tile. It's a little square. I don't know what to call it, like a keychain. It looks like a little keychain, but it's a square piece.
所以你们大概有些人也知道，你知道，你可以在店里现在有个新的东西，电晶体的一个小方块，你可以买这个东西，可以找到你那个。Yeah,
and it's a little electronic device that you can place on your keys as a keychain, or you can put it in your wallet or your purse, and you will never lose anything again.
所以你把这个钥匙上，或者放在你的皮包上，你知道，或者你就可以用你的手机，可以打到这个，它有信号出来，你大概就会找到了。
My little sister gave this to my dad for Christmas last Christmas, so he would never lose his wallet again.
所以我的姐妹就送一个给我的父母，你知道，她说你就永远会找到你放错地方的东西。
I will tell you that if you're one of those people, if you're a person who misplaces things, there is a source of hope for you.
所以我现在告诉你们，如果你们常常掉东西找不到的话，你就买这个东西，你现在就会找到。
You know, the story that we're looking at this morning, we're talking about, we see a picture of misplaced religion.
所以我们今天早上要讨论，就是我们可以看到有一个图画，就是这个教会把这个他自己的地位放得不对。
In the passage that we are looking at this morning, it is both an encouragement and it's also a warning.
我们讲这个信息就是给我们一些鼓励，但是也给我们一些警告。
We left off maybe a couple of weeks ago in Acts chapter 8.
我们大概是上两个礼拜就是讲到《使徒行传》第八章。
This church in Jerusalem, full of the Holy Spirit,
在这个耶路撒冷的教会充满了圣灵。
Was very active in being the gospel, living out the gospel, as well as sharing the gospel.
他们这些信徒非常的热心，他们要传扬他的福音到各地方去。
And where we left off is they had increasingly in opposition from the religious leaders in the city of Jerusalem.
所以我们上次就谈到，但是他们遇到一个困难，就是这些宗教领袖他们给他们很大的阻力。
In fact, the opposition had been so great that we read about the first martyr, the first one who lost their life because of the gospel.
他这个严重到什么程度？就是我们上次读到，第一个这个传道人就是变成寻道者牺牲了。
Stephen was martyred because he said that God was not necessarily to be found in the temple anymore.
这个寻道人名字就是叫斯蒂凡，他的说呢，他就说上帝不住在圣殿里面了。
You know, we know that again, God doesn't reside in a building, but He resides in His people. It's the Holy Spirit lives in us.
我们都知道上帝不是住在一个建筑物里面的，他是住在我们每一个人当中的。
When we leave here, when we leave here on Sundays, we're not leaving God. He's in us. He resides. We are the temple now.
当我们离开教会的时候，我们并不表示上帝离开我们了，他还是在我们的心里面的。
But the leaders were greatly offended because this was what had been true for hundreds of years, where people would go to the building, to the temple, where God would reside. And so it didn't make sense to them. It had been for hundreds and hundreds of years. And so it was hard for them to understand that no, now God lives in us.
所以这些宗教领袖听到斯蒂凡讲这话，他们觉得非常的生气，因为这个上百年的历史上，他们在他们脑筋里面都觉得上帝是住在他们的圣殿里面的，不是什么住在人的心里面的。
And Stephen also called Jesus the Messiah. He said, He is the anointed one, the one that you killed, the one that you placed on the cross. He is the Messiah.
而且斯蒂凡更说，他说耶稣是救世主。
And for that, they stoned him to death.
所以他们就把斯蒂凡用石头打死了。
And the scriptures say a great wave of persecution came across all of Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem.
所以在这个耶路撒冷的教会就是充满了一个反对他们的这个浪潮起来了。
And when persecution came, the church in Jerusalem, the people there, all broke out. They're like, let's get out of here. This is crazy. There's a lot of persecution happening. Let's move out.
所以这些信主的人，他们看到这个现象都很害怕，他们就是从这个耶路撒冷就是跑出来了。
Okay, so this cues up, this positions us for our story now. Let's pick up in Acts chapter 8, verse 4.
所以让我们就是故事开始的话，我们就从这个使徒行传第八章第四节开始。
It says this, but the believers who were scatteredpreached the good news about Jesus everywhere they went. Philip, for example, went to the city of Samaria, and he told the people there about the Messiah. Crowds listened intently to Philip because they were eager to hear his message and see the miraculous signs he did. Many evil spirits were cast out screaming as they left their victims, and many who had been paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in the city.
在这第四节里面说，那些分散的人往各处去传道，腓力下、撒玛利亚城去宣道基督。众人听见了，又看见腓力所行的神迹，就同心合意的听从他的话。因为有许多人被巫鬼附着，那些鬼大声呼喊，从他们身上出来，还有许多瘫痪的、瘸腿的都得了医治，在这城里就大有欢喜。
So we're introduced to somewhat of a new character, Philip.
这里介绍了一个新的人物，叫做腓力比的。
There are four men in the Bible named Philip.
在圣经里面有四个人都叫做腓力比的。
Two were King Herod's sons.
有两个是希律大王的儿子。
And one was the disciple that we know, the apostle Philip.
有一个是耶稣的门徒，也叫腓力比。
And then there's this Philip, the Philip we just read about.
刚刚我们讲这个腓力比。
Some scholars call him Philip the evangelist.
有的人称他是一个宣道者。
Or Philip the deacon.
或者是做执事的腓力比。
Because he was appointed, if you look back in Acts chapter 6, he was appointed a deacon in Acts chapter 6.
我们念到过他是做卷来做执事的。
So we don't know too much about Philip, but we, some scholars imagine that he probably was one of the 72 that Jesus sent out to share the gospel.
我们没有很仔细的研究到菲利普斯的事业怎么样，但是我们知道他可能是72个选出来的人物之一。
But we reach a new part, a new era, a new chapter in the church.
这是我们打开那个当时的教会新的一页。
What is so significant about Philip's ministry?To the Samaritans is that it begins to the ministry that he has reflects the heart of God.
这个腓立比在这个撒玛利的传教，就是显出来神的心在哪里。
Church, we know that God's heart is not just for America or Chinese or just the local area, but His heart is for the nations. It's for the nations.
我们大家都知道，神的旨意不是只限制在美国，不是限制在中国，他的旨意是张扬在所有的世界上。
And Samaria was not a place that people would begin to think about to reach back in this time.
在那个时候，很多人很不愿意到撒玛利亚去传教的。因为他们不喜欢这个地方。
If we were to go back to the 12 disciples, back in the time in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when Jesus was with them, and we were to interview them, we would have a different story.
我们在读四福音的时候，前面所讲的故事，他们有讲到诉说的不同的故事。
If we were to interview Peter or John or James or any one of the disciples, and we were to ask them, "Hey, what would you think about starting?" A ministry in Samaria. What would you think about that?
所以我们假设这个情景，如果我们去问这个他们四个门徒的话，哎，你想想看，你要不要去撒玛利亚去传教
？I imagine if we interviewed them, if we walked up to them and asked, "Hey, how about why don't we go to Samaria?" and we said, "Let's start a ministry in Samaria." I imagine their faces would change. I imagine their faces would probably wince or become sour with their look.
所以你可以想当时如果我当初要跟他有这个建议的话到撒玛利亚去传教的话你就看到他们脸上大概 就是很不高兴你知道就是很不好看了
Jews did not like Samaritans
犹太人不喜欢撒玛利亚人的
It started back when there was two kingdoms There was the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom
从历史上看起来我们记得有南国和北国
Jerusalem was the capital of the southern kingdom
耶路撒冷是南国的首都。
And Samaria, the city of Samaria, the area of Samaria was the capital of the northern kingdom.
撒玛利亚是北国的首都。
And so those in Jerusalem, those on the south side already had some bad relationship, bad memories, bad blood with those on the north side.
他们两南北国之间有蛮大的仇恨。
And then it became worse. What happened was some Assyrians came out and they conquered the northern kingdom.
最不好的就是后来的历史演进，从那个亚述国在北方的就来进攻北国了。
Many of the Jews were led off into captivity to the Assyrians.
很多的犹太人被掳到亚述国去了。
And then some in the northern kingdom, some of the farmers, they were left in the area of the northern kingdom, which is Samaria.
有些像譬如讲种田的，他们这些人走不了，他们就留在撒玛利亚了。
And what happened was the Assyrians came into the northern kingdom and they began to intermarry with the Jews there in the northern kingdom.
所以这个亚述帝国他们把一些他们两个流域人就带到这个北国来，和他们有婚姻的关系了。
So those in the south, when they look up at those, the Samaritans, they don't even see them as Jews anymore. You're no longer a Jew. You're not part of us. You're strange. You're different.
所以当这个时候发生的时候，这些犹太人看到他们北国这个撒玛利亚的这个地方，他们就很否认这些人，他们觉得他们根本就不是犹太人。
At best, they would consider them half Jewish. You are, you kind of have some remnants of who we are, maybe our faith, our religion, but you're definitely strange. You're definitely different than us.
如果算是好一点的话，有些人认为就是这些人呢是，就换句话是混血的人，也只是半个犹太人而已。
In fact, when a Jew, a pious Jew, someone who wanted to remain holy, someone who wanted to be separate, when they wanted to travel from the southern side into Galilee, or Galilee to the southern side, many Jews would go, "We're not going through Samaria." We're not walking through there. We'll take our family, we'll take our trip, and we will go around Samaria because we do not want to mix or connect with anyone from Samaria.
所以当时如果是一个很虔诚的犹太人，他如果要到北边的加利利海去的话，从南边去的话，他不喜欢经过撒玛利亚，他一定要绕道，因为他觉得他们是一个不干净的地方。
They wanted to be set apart. They wanted to be remain clean. So in order for us to remain clean, let's not connect or touch or go close to anyone in the area of Samaria.
所以那些犹太人会告诉你说，这是个不干净的地方，你知道，你不要，千万不要走过那地方去接近他们。
Some of you might have an understanding of this because we can look at our world. We can look at our world and we can understand some of this separation where people just go, I don't connect with you. There's a separation with us.
所以我们现在看世界上也是一样，你自己会觉得，有些人不是属于我们的，跟我们是不一样的。
I know at least in Asia, I have a, many of you, most of you know, I have a Japanese background.
你们大家都知道，我是日本人的后裔。
And I know if I go back in history,Back and if we go back several generations, I know that the Japanese were, and I don't know that there was a war between Japan and Korea. There was hostility.
Yeah, 你们大概读历史上都知道，譬如讲像我们谈到日本人和韩国人，他们有很久的历史都是互相仇恨的。
You know, so if I imagine if we go back several generations and we talk with some of the old folks, the ones that have a memory, they're like, no, don't you dare.Marry a Japanese, because we're Koreans. Don't touch. Don't go connect. Because there was hostility, right? There was a history there that it was like, we don't connect. There's no intermixing with us.
如果你问到很多代以前，他如果谈到，如果我是日本人，你知道，千万不要跟那个韩国人结婚，你知道，因为我们是世仇。
Yeah, and this is how it was with the Jews and the Samaritans. So Philip now is moving.He is now moving. He is a Jew from Jerusalem, and he is now moving into Samaria.
所以我们也看到当时这个犹太人和撒玛利亚人的关系。但是现在这个腓立比他要去到撒玛利亚去传教。
You see, because the church in Jerusalem, they could have easily misplaced their religion.Easily.
所以我们看到，如果是在当时的耶路撒冷的这个教会，他非常可以把他的方向误导。
They could have misplaced the heart of God. They could have said, "No, we're God. We have the Holy Spirit. You've given us the gospel, but you don't understand, God. That's Samaria you're talking about."
当事人也你可以想象，他可能跟上帝讲话的时候就说，你知道，我他会把上帝的心放在。不同的位置，就说你可以讲你的福音给我，但是你千万不要叫我去到撒玛利亚去传教。
We will happily preach to the Jews in Jerusalem. Like, send us anywhere to the Jews in Jerusalem. We will gladly go preach to the Jews in Jerusalem. But ask us to go to Samaria. The church could have said, I don't think so.
当时的教会在耶路撒冷的反应可以说，你知道，你可以到任何的在犹太人的地方传教，但是千万不要把我送到撒玛利亚去传教。
The church could have said, you know what, we'd rather face the opposition here in Jerusalem than go connect, talk to, relate to the people in Samaria.
当时呢，也可能说我宁愿面对这个在耶路撒冷的迫害，你知道，我也不要去撒玛利亚传教。
Because the Samaritans had what I would call an other feel. They were other. They were not. They didn't feel the same way as those who lived in Jerusalem.
因为撒玛利亚人是跟他们不同的，是属于另外的人，是外邦的人。
They lived in a different land.
他们住在不同的地方。
They worshipped at a different temple. They actually built their own temple where they like, this is where we meet, and this is where in Jerusalem, where the temple is in Jerusalem, and we have our own temple here in Samaria.
撒玛利人他们造一个不同的圣殿，你知道和耶路撒冷的圣殿是不一样的。
They sounded different. They had a different accent.
他们的口音也不一样。
They probably dressed different. You know, when Jesus and the Samaritan woman were together, the Samaritan woman automatically knew that Jesus was from Jerusalem. He was a Jew. He was a Jew.
所以我们看到新约在耶稣在井边的妇人这个故事的时候，这个女人一下就知道耶稣是一个犹太人，因为他们的口音不一样。
Never says how she recognized him as a Jew, but we assume that it's because.Jesus dressed like a Jew. He sounded like a Jew.
当然圣经上并没有详细说这个女的怎么会知道耶稣是犹太人，但是你可以想象耶稣穿的衣服，他的口音，你知道，他的讲话都是和这个撒玛利亚人不同的。
So God knows that probably the church left to its own may never have gone out to Samaria.The church left to its own. We're in Jerusalem. We're sharing the gospel. There's some trouble, but it's quite possible the church left to its own may have never ever gone like, well, you told us early in the book of Acts to go out to Samaria, but the church left to its own may have never left Jerusalem.
所以照这个，如果是惧怕的话，可能我们可以想象，在耶路撒冷的教会，他们虽然遇到迫害，可能他们也不愿意离开耶路撒冷到撒玛利亚去传教的。
When I read this passage, I wonder if God was like, I kind of know my people. I know that my people left to their own device, probably would never go and connect and talk with anyone else that's dissimilar from them, that feels so dissimilar. So I might need to give them.I might need to give them a little bit of a push.
所以呢，当时你可以想象，你知道，就是说，上帝在这个用这个机会给他们一点点的，就是让他们到走出去，你知道，和撒玛利亚人传教。
When I look at the story, I sometimes wonder if God is like, you know what I will do? I will allow persecution. I will allow this heavy wave of persecution to come over the church, so that the church.Will go ahead and continue. It's the mission that I have called. My heart will reflect my heart.
所以我们可以看出来，上帝当时的作为是，他允许这种对教会的迫害，但是上帝的旨意要成全，他要把他的福音传出去。
Maybe God knows that we as people just tend to misplace our faith, misplace our religion.
上帝知道我们常常把我们的信仰放我们的信心放在一个。不对的地方。
And the church needed a sovereign movement from the hand of God to go, I need for you to go out.
教会应该有一个使命感，叫我们要走出去。
But if I think about it, in the church in Jerusalem, I imagine this was real time. People were experiencing heavy persecution. People were being thrown into jail.
你们想当时的时候，那时候迫害是很厉害的，有很多人去抓到牢里面去做的。
So I imagine, just like we do, people were asking, why is God allowing this? How could God allow for us, we're trying to share the gospel here in Jerusalem, why is he allowing us to be placed in jail?
当时我如果发生在今天以外，你也会问，你知道为什么上帝容许这些发生？我是传你的教，但是你把我们的信仰传教的人通通关起来坐在牢里面。
You know, it's similar to what happens in your life, when something heavy, when a trial comes into your life, and you're like,God, why are you allowing this? Why would you allow this to happen to me?
这发生也是在你我的身上，在我们碰到很大的困难、很大的迫害的时候，我们会问上帝，为什么你允许这些事情发生？
That's what I imagine that's happening in the church at that time. I imagine some of them are going, "Hey, we're preaching the gospel, and yet you're allowing this opposition. You're allowing us to be thrown into jail. Like, God, what are you doing?" Why would you do this to us?
我可以想象当时的教会很多人也是会问上帝，你知道，我是传你的教，但是你就发生这些迫害我们的事情，你知道，这是为什么你会容许这些事情发生的？
But I think it's possible that God is like, I love you, church. Church, I love you too much. I love you too much to let you stay where you're at.
但是上帝说我是非常爱你的，我但是我不能容许你一直待在这个地方。
And church, I love the Samaritan people too much to let them perish.
我也非常爱撒玛利亚的人，我不能让他们毁灭。
My heart is not going to allow them to not hear the gospel.
我要使这个撒玛利亚听到我的福音。
To simply pass away without hearing the message of the Lord.
我们上帝说我不能让他们听不到我的声音。
So when it comes to making disciples of people who are not like us, if you go forward one more slide, advance forward, one more. Be careful, church. Be careful not to misplace the heart of God. Okay, be careful not to misplace the heart of God.
我们教会要注意，现在我们看打出来的意思就是说，我们不要把上帝的心放在不对的地方。
Or if I were to put this in the positive, church, let your heart, if we could advance one more, let your heart reflect the heart of the Lord's.
让我们的心，你知道，反映出上帝的心是怎么样的情形。
Be glad to make disciples of those who just do not feel like us.
和我们感觉上不同的人，我们要能够使他成为追随耶稣的人。
The church at the time in Jerusalem, they didn't say, you know what, they're just too different. I can't connect with them. They're just too far different from us. They didn't say that.
他们当时的教会你就知道，他们没有说这些人跟我们不一样，你知道，他们跟我们太不同了，你知道，我不要跟他们有什么关系。
Philip told the people in Samaria about the Messiah. He went out and said, like, I've got to tell, we've got to tell the people about Jesus Christ.
他就是到撒玛利亚去，腓立比就是告诉这些人谁是救世主。
I know the temptation for us is to stay center.
我们有一个感受，都是我们喜欢待在我们喜欢的地方。
I'm learning a little bit of Mandarin. You know, each day trying to learn Chinese.
我每天都花一点时间，你知道，试着学，想学，中文。
But I learned about countries, you know, like 中国 right? 美国 right? I learned 美国 is, you know, it's like beautiful, kind of like, oh, that's so nice, you know, beautiful, you know.
他说美国是个美丽的国家，对不对？所以这是我很高兴的，那我把它翻译出来。
中国 is, you know, center, right? Middle, is that right?
中国是中间的，是中间的国家。
Right. So I know for many of you, I know it's like, hey, I'm in some, for you living in the United States in America, it's, you're like, I'm living in Samaria right now. Every day, I'm stretched every day to go outside. Everything feels different here, right? Everything feels different. It's not home. It's not home.
当然有人跟我有不同的感觉。我从小长在美国的，但是有些人觉得，哦，我是到美国来是另外一个地方，跟我是住的家不一样的。
But I tell you, even here, you know, even here, do not forget.God's heart of Him going like, we, even here in the United States, even where God has placed you now.
我们要知道，我们要感觉到上帝的心是在哪里。
Do not forget what God has called you to do.
不要忘记上帝给我们的使命。
God has called us as a church to make disciples of the nations.
上帝呼召我们要造就一些追随他的人。
We are equipped. We are the best. We are equipped at reaching Chinese because that's what God's given us. That's what we have in our hands. That's what we have. It's who we are.
我们就是有一个使命，我们要向中国人去传福音。
Just remember, like our long term, what we desire is to reach everybody.Everybody.
我们要有个感觉，我们有个使命，要向每一个人去传我们的福音。
That God would grow our heart the capacity that we have to reach anybody in our community, anybody.
上帝在我们心里是给我们有力量，充满了信心，可以到各处去传教。
It would have been a terrible shame if the church in Jerusalem would have said, "We're going to go around Samaria. We're like, can we just skip over Samaria? Let's go to Judea and let's just go to the ends of the earth. But let's skip over. It would have been a shame."
当初如果发生这，如果有这个耶路撒冷教会说我们要老道，不要经过撒玛利亚，不要跟他们接触，这是一件非常非常不对的事情。
Radiate Jesus to whoever God has in front of you. Radiate Jesus to that person.
把耶稣的光放出来，使他们知道耶稣是在哪里。
Okay, there's people right now.There's people at your work. There's people at school. There's people wherever you're at in the community. There's neighbors. There's people who are in front of you that if you think back, even as you go into next week, that God is telling you right now, I want you to radiate me to them right now.
所以到你回到明天工作的地方，到学校里面，在你的社团里面，你碰到任何人，你要把耶稣的光放出来给他看。
Tomorrow you will leave this place. You're going to go spread out into the to different places.
你明天会把所有的你的他的信仰传播给每个人。
Be the gospel wherever you go.
把圣福音传给任何的地方你经过的。
I noticed that Philip, when he was in Samaria, he didn't say to the Samaritans, "I want you to come back to Jerusalem." You know, and then you become a disciple. He didn't go, come back with me to Jerusalem, and I'll make you a disciple there.
你们可以看到那个腓立比从来没有跟这些撒玛利人说，你跟我到耶路撒冷去，你知道，来听我的传教。
No, he actually wherever he was, like whether it be wherever you're at, it's like make disciples right there.
他走到撒玛利亚门那边去，到他们的中心替他们说讲道。
You know, one small practical way that we can begin to stretch, because I noticed that one of the signs of maturity that Jesus has when I look at Jesus' life, I noticed that he's able to connect with all different kinds of people.All different kinds.
我可以想象到耶稣他有这个意愿，他叫我们到各处去传福音，各种不同的人，各种不同的地方。
And so, church, I know that even here, this feels like Samaria here to you. But one way to practice is to stretch yourself, is to be intentional. Be intentional by going to connect with people who do not feel.Do not have the same sense of feel that you have. Okay.
把这些福音传给那跟你不同的人，也许他没有你这种感觉，但是你要告诉他福音在哪里。
There are many opportunities. We have many opportunities in the Detroit area to connect with people who just don't aren't similar to us.
我们在住在这个地方，我们知道我们很容易的和底特律的这个附近的人，虽然他们跟我不同，但是我可以跟他们联系。
But I tell you, this is God's heart. He's not looking like if he would have just wanted to reach Jews, he would have just kept the church in Jerusalem.
所以我们看到上帝的心，他并不是要这些人犹太人，只是居于他们自己的耶路撒冷的这个小小的角落。
How can we as a church family mature to this so that we can go? We are able to connect. We are able to change our approach to anybody to reach.All different kinds of people.
我们教会，你知道，上帝是我们怎么样用我们的热心去到别的地方去传播的福音。
This is an encouragement because the church didn't misplace the religion. In this case, the church was like, nope, that's not our attitude. We're going to reflect the heart of the Lord. We will obey. We had some help. The church had some help from the Holy Spirit being moved out into Samaria, but they shared the gospel.
教会可以做相反的，你知道，拒绝做这种事情。但是在当时的教会，你们可以看到，你知道，他们到撒玛利亚去，他要在上彰显上帝的荣耀，传播他的福音。
But we do have a warning as well.
但是我们也有要提醒我们自己的。
We do have a warning from someone who very much misplaced their religion.
所以我们常注意有些人他会误导我们的信仰的。
The story of a man named Simon.
他这人名字叫西门。
Okay, look with me in verse 9.
从我们第九节开始。
A man named Simon had been a sorcerer there for many years, amazing the people of Samaria and claiming to be someone great. Everyone, from the least to the greatest, often spoke of him as the Great One, the power of God. They listened closely to him because for a long time he had astounded them with his magic. But now the people believed Philip's message of the good news.Concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. As a result, many men and women were baptized. Then Simon himself believed and was baptized. He began to follow Philip wherever he went. He was amazed by the signs and the great miracles Philip performed. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard,that the people of Samaria had accepted God's message, they sent Peter and John there. As soon as they arrived, they prayed for these new believers to receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit had not come upon any of them, for they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands upon these believers, and they received the Holy Spirit. When Simon saw that the Spirit was given,When the apostles laid their hands on people, he offered them money to buy this power. Let me have this power too, he exclaimed, so that when I lay my hands on people, they will receive the Holy Spirit. But Peter replied, May your money be destroyed with you for thinking that God's gift can be bought. You have no part in this, for your heart is not right with God. Repent of your wickedness.And pray to the Lord. Perhaps He will forgive your evil thoughts. For I can see that you are full of bitter jealousy and are held captive by sin. Pray to the Lord for me, Simon exclaimed, that these terrible things you've said won't happen to me.
第九节说，有一个人名叫西门，向来在那城里行邪术，妄自尊大，使撒玛利亚的百姓惊奇。无论大小都听从他，说这人就是那称为神的大能者。他们听从他，因为他久用邪术，使他们惊奇。及至他信了腓力所传神国的福音和耶稣基督的名，连男带女就受了洗。西门自己也信了，既受了洗，就常与腓力在一处，看见他所行的神迹和大异能，都甚惊奇。使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。两个人到了，就为他们祷告，要叫他们受圣灵，因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人的身上。他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗，于是使徒按手在他们头上，他们就受了圣灵。西门看见使徒按手，就把圣灵赐下，就拿钱给使徒说，就把这权柄也给我，叫我手按着谁，谁就可以受圣灵。彼得说，你的银子和你一同灭亡吧，因为你想神的恩赐是可以用钱的，你在这道上无份无关，因为神在神的面前你的心不正，你当懊悔你这罪恶，祈求主或者你心里的意念可得赦免。我看出你正是苦党之中被罪捆绑。西门说，愿你为我求主，叫你们所说的没有一样临在我身上。
Okay, so the church had a big opportunity and they could have misplaced their religion. But Simon is one who greatly misplaced his religion.
所以你们看到西门就是把他的这个信仰放错地方的人。
And when I say he misplaced his religion, I mean that he misplaced his belief in the Lord.
我讲这个意思就是说，这个西门把他的信仰放在一个不对的地方。
What's so interesting about when we look at this story of Simon is that It says early in the scriptures, in the story, it says, you know, Simon, he believed. He believed and he was baptized.
但是我们前面看到好像西门也是信了，好像也是受洗。
We're not told how he expressed this. We're not told if he, you know, said something or, you know, or if he was even expressed outwardly at all.
在圣经里面没有谈到他自己的真的心的想法是怎么样子。
But we are told that Simon was baptized. I mean, just like how we do here at OCC when we baptize people, it was clearly that he went down into the water. He was lowered in, baptized, raised up to you know, when we talk about new life.
当我们看到西门，我们知道他也是一个受洗人，就像我们很多人在我们的欧克兰华人教会受洗一样，他变成一个重新的人。
So at least outwardly.There was some something there. There was some signs of something.
所以一定是有些事情，你知道，描述的时候我们不知道怎么发生的。
And yet later, Peter says to Simon, "Turn from your wickedness and pray to the Lord. Perhaps He will forgive you for your evil thoughts."
所以后来就是彼得就告诉他，你知道，就是你放弃你的邪念，你知道，不要做这种事情。
Okay, so it just shows. I mean, we can have maybe even an emotional response to the gospel. I've, in the years of ministering, the years that maybe you've seen people come to the Lord, hear the message of the gospel, sometimes we see people have maybe an emotional response to the gospel. They're like, wow, that sounds wonderful. That sounds great. I, you know, people can have that response.
也许你们可以想象，也有些人，你知道，听了福音以后，他是一时的冲动，一时的感受，他说我又受了洗，我愿意受洗。
And yet, there was never a new heart. There was never a true faith. There never a regenerated heart in them.
但是你没有真正的信心，你知道，你没有一个重新做人的意愿。
Or we've seen where someone has been baptized.Maybe someone's been baptized. It doesn't mean just because a person has been baptized doesn't necessarily mean that they have a new heart, a true faith in the Lord.
有些也是经过受洗的人，你可以看到他并不是真正的把他的信仰放在主耶稣的身上。
It's always sad to me. It's sad. I've baptized so over so many years. You know, there's times that I've baptized a person and.And from the outward appearance, it very much feels, oh, this person knows the Lord.
但是我也帮很多人都受过洗，但是我看到有些人，我的确是很难过，因为他好像受洗以后并没有一个新的生命。
But Jesus was very clear when he talked about people.
我们都知道耶稣都是讲人的。
You remember, you can recall the parable of the soils. I mean, can you recall that story?
大家都记得耶稣用这个撒种的比喻在那个土上面。
He said, sometimes the gospel is sown. It is, seeds are spread out.
他好像种子撒出来。
The gospel is given, but it's quickly taken away by the evil one. It's snatched away.
有些种子撒了，就是马上把魔鬼把它拿走了。
Other times the gospel is sown and it's sown and it falls on rocky soil.
有些种子就撒在石头上。
Trouble, as soon as trouble or persecution comes, the gospel wilts in the person.
所以当这些人他有遇到困难、遇到迫害的时候，他就失去他的信仰。
Or Jesus says sometimes the gospel is sown and it lands on a thorny ground, right? Thorny ground.
有些耶稣比喻说，有些种子就撒在那个有荆棘的地方。
And he says the desires of the world come up and thorns come up and it squeezes out the gospel. It crowds out the gospel from the person's heart.
当荆棘从长出来的时候，就把些这个种子就挤出来了。
So some of you may be wondering, wow, I mean, I received the gospel and I was baptized. I mean, how do we ever know? How do we ever know? How does anyone ever know if it's true? I mean, we see Simon here believed, baptized, but yet clearly something is not there.
但是我们现在看这个故事的话，西门也是受洗的。那我们怎么知道他后来变成这样的没有的信心的人呢？
We'll know if a Christian, if a person is a true believer. we're able to discern as a church, and the scriptures say, based on someone's fruit, right?
所以我们在教会里面也看到，如果是一个真正的信主，你看他可以很认识圣经，你知道他是怎么样的人。
If you see the fruit of the Spirit, if you see Jesus living inside of them, the fruit of the Spirit, love and joy, peace, patience, kindness, if that's being expressed, if that fruit is coming from their heart, you're like, yeah, from all it seems, as we discern, as we look at the person, it really seems that the Spirit of the Lord is...truly inside them, that they have a new heart.
我们看到一个真正的信主人，他可以表现出耶稣的形象来，他结的一些果子是和平的、善良的，是有对人有爱的，这些你就看他是一个真正的信徒。
But what was Simon's fruit? What was he displaying? What came out of Simon?
你们看看在西门表现出来是什么样的情形。
What came out of Simon was greed.
他看到他是么非常贪恋。
What came out of Simon was hunger for power.
他看到他要权力。
Hunger for his own glory.
他要他自己的荣耀。
I look at Simon's story and I compare it to John the Baptist. I'm like, man, these are two such different men.
所以我当到读到这时候，我看见这个西门他的故事和这个受洗约翰的故事来比较。
Simon was receiving a lot of attention.You know, the community around him was saying, wow, he is the great one. I mean, I imagine that Simon loved his position. He loved the way that people approached him. To be called the great one.
你们可以看到上前面读过，西门是这样被人的拥戴，这么的赞赏，说他是大有能力的人，所以他是满足他的这种要权力的心。
Because there was power flowing through him. There was miraculous signs flowing through, coming out of Simon.
当他可以行神迹的时候，人就这样赞赏他。
Obviously, the source of that was not from the Lord.
当然我们晓得他这种行神迹的灵不是从上帝来的。
But once people received the gospel in Samaria,
当这个人在撒玛利亚受到这个福音的时候，接受到福音的时候
，Simon missed.The limelight. He missed the spotlight.
西门根本没有在这个时候根本没有这个感受。
People with great joy, they're like, oh, we love the gospel. Philip came and he preached about Jesus Christ on the cross and the power that comes from the Holy Spirit to live the life that he's called us to give.
当这些撒玛利人听到腓力这样子讲到神的。这些大能的时候，他们多么的高兴，愿意接受。
It says there was just a great joy in the city. The city was like, oh, we love this. We love this new life. We love this message.
他们都是非常的高兴，你知道这些撒玛利亚，他们多高兴听到神的话。
And Simon was kind of fading into the background. The spotlight was like removed from him. You know, he's like, hey, what about me?
西门就是好像被抛弃一样，因为他没有这个感受。
And he offered to buy. He's like, hey, I'll pay you for that power. You know, when I see you lay hands on people, people are filled with the Spirit, I'll pay you for that power.
所以西门才会讲这个话，你知道，我付你钱，你知道，你把我的行神迹的这些能够感受人的、影响人的这个能力放在我的身上。
Because Simon was not experiencing the glory that he had, the glory days that he had.
因为西门已经失去他的当时的这些很受人家爱戴的这些情形了。
I compare that with John the Baptist.
但是我就想到说施洗约翰。
Remember, John the Baptist was also a character that received a lot of attention. I mean, people were coming out to him, flooding from all places just to hear his message.
我们看到施洗约翰，你知道，在他这一生，他也是很受人家爱戴的，很多人来听他的传道。
They were coming from the cities to the desert just to see, just to meet, just to hear his message, to be baptized by John the Baptist.
他们就是到城里面，走到甚至旷野里面听施洗约翰的讲道。
And then Jesus came along, right? Jesus came along.
后来耶稣来了。
And Jesus began to, his ministry began to preach and the spotlight begin to fade.
当耶稣来的时候，就是那个慢慢的，施洗约翰就是丧失了他自己从前很多的被人家拥在这个情形。
And in fact, so much so that John the Baptist's closest friends, his disciples, came to him and was like, "Hey, John, everyone's going to Jesus. They're not coming to us. Like, should we be concerned about this?"
当初人就是会他围在施洗约翰周围人说，他说你看看耶稣来了，你知道把你的棺材夺掉了，你知道。
And John the Baptist said, "No, may he become greater. May the spotlight land on Jesus Christ. May the spotlight fade for me. May he receive glory, and may I receive less. It's about him."
但是你们看到施洗约翰怎么回答，就是说他愿意高举耶稣，而把他的自己的位置降下来，使得耶稣能够做他的福音工作。
Such a different heart from the heart of Simon. So different.
你看，我们可以看到，施洗约翰的心和西门的心是完全不一样的。
Can we advance one more slide? Maybe a couple more slides. Yeah. Just be careful. Be careful not to misplace the glory of the Lord.
我们要小心，不要把上帝的荣耀放错地方。
It is easy to do.
这是很容易做到错误的事情。
For any one of us, it's easy to do.
对我们每一个人说，很容易做的这些不对的事情。
I had to learn this the hard way.
我常常就是说，我记得跟你们就是分享一个我自己的难处。
A number of years ago,
很多年以前
I went with a team out to the province of Hunan.
我到中国的湖南去和一群人。
And we taught English to those at the university there.
我在那个大学里面教英文。
And our team would rotate putting on cultural exchanges for the students. We had about maybe 150 students.
我们那时候大概有100多个学生，我们在讨论这个文化的交流的问题。
So I remember we had a culture exchange. We teach on things like, you know, what Christmas is like in America, what marriage is like in America, just what family is like in America, what media is like in America. Sorry, I don't know.
所以我就在和他们就谈到美国的这他们的婚姻的情形是怎么样子，谈到美国的文化种种。
And so I remember it was my turn to lead the team and.Students gathered and we had a cultural exchange and God blessed it very much. God blessed the time.
当时当我在主持这个文化交流的这个时候，一百多学生，你知道围在我们就是分享这个事情，我觉得是上帝的恩赐在我们的身上。
And I remember a couple of my teammates coming in and saying, it went so well. I mean, he did such a great job. It went so well.
所以我们的同工就告诉我，哦，他说你真的是了不起，你做这么好的工作，你知道，在这个我们这个聚会里面。
And I remember in my heart, and also with my words, I stole God's glory.
当时我就在我的心里面，我的口里面，我就知道是怎么回事。
I took the credit of the Lord.Took the credit of the Lord.
这个荣耀应该是归于上帝的，但是我心里面和嘴里面都是把我的功劳归在我自己的身上。
And thankfully, because of God's mercy, what happened was, after I stole God's glory, God's heavy hand, He put His heavy hand on me.
但是当我也是靠着上帝的恩典，他把他的手放在我的身上，使得我知道我抢夺了上帝的荣耀。
In God's mercy, he's like, he wanted to teach me. He's like, it's not good for you, Brady. It's not good for me to steal my glory.
上帝就跟我说话，他说我不喜欢你这样子，你拿了我的荣耀。
So God's hand was on me, and I for the next probably weeks, even after I left China, I had this heaviness, like just like a depression, but I feel like it was from the Lord.
但甚至几个一阵我离开中国以后，我还觉得我非常的欠责在我的身上，因为我夺取了上帝荣耀。
Because the Lord needed, he wanted to bring me low. I needed to understand that we ought to never steal the glory of the Lord ever.
上帝给我个教训，他就告诉我永远不要去夺取上帝的荣耀。
As a church.You know, in our lives, in our jobs, in our ministries, in our family, everything. We want everything to let go. We just want the spotlight to land upon Jesus.
在我们的不管在我们工作上，在我们家庭里面，在我们的各处的地方，不要忘记我们要彰显上帝的荣耀。
To have a right understanding that we're vessels, we're used by God to point others.Back to Jesus.
我们只是上帝一个器皿，我们要把一切的荣耀都归于主。
At the end, the disciples, actually the leaders, Peter and John, they came up to Samaria.
所以在最后的故事谈到彼得和约翰到撒玛利亚去。
Again, they laid their hands on the people, and the people received the Holy Spirit.
所以他们按手在这些人的身上，他使他们觉得圣灵降临在他们的身上。
And there was just a huge amount of joy in the city of people coming to know the Lord.
所以在撒玛利亚这么多人的归向主，他们有这么的高兴，这么的惊奇。
Look with me in verse 25. We'll finish out our time together. Verse 25.
让我们看到二十五节。
It says verse 25. It says.After testifying and preaching the word of the Lord in Samaria, Peter and John, the elders, the leaders of the church, they headed back to Jerusalem. And all the way back to Jerusalem, they stopped at all the Samaritan villages, you know, all the Samaritan villages along the way and preached the good news.
在二十五节讲，使徒既证明主的道，并且传讲，就回耶路撒冷去了。一路在撒玛利亚好些村庄强传扬福音。
Peter and John, the leaders of the church, you know, once they saw God's hand at work, oh, they just like filled with joy, full of the Spirit. Like we also want to share the gospel. We see the gospel is moving outward. We also have this heart for people, for the Samaritan people. God, we see your heart for the people who are not like us, who are other, and so.We also want to reflect that heart. So Peter and John, everywhere they went on the way back to Jerusalem, they stopped at every town. They're like, oh, can we also share the gospel? Can we share this good news, the Messiah? Can we tell you about this God who we know every place we go? Can we just stop and just tell you, just so you might hear and experience the glad hearts that we have?
让我们看看当时的彼得和约翰到撒玛利亚每一个村庄每个地方都传扬神的福音，让我们想想我们自己。
So church, this is what we want. We want this in our hearts as well.
我们希望神的心住在我们的心里面。
God, we pray that that we would just be full of you. Like what we read in the book of Acts, we see the church just outside of themselves, like so much in tune with you, so full of your Holy Spirit, so glad of what you have done in their lives that they just had this desire. They wanted to share the gospel. They wanted to be the gospel, share the gospel. Lord, we pray that you would, again, our prayer is that you would grow our capacity, grow our ability to be able to reach, just like Jesus,to be able to reach anybody, to talk with anybody who you've placed in front of us. Lord, there is someone now, there are some people now that you've placed in front of us this week, that maybe it is that person that you've appointed, that you've placed in our lives, that you want us to seed, that you want us to plant the gospel, that you want us to radiate yourself to them. And so I pray that now you might even bring to our minds who that person is. Lord, bring to our minds who that person is. Maybe we haven't seen them with these kind of eyes before. Maybe they're so different from us. They look so different, feel so different, different personality. Who knows? But Lord, we just pray that wherever we go, we just share your heart. We radiate your heart. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Church, let's stand and let's give the glory to the Lord. Let's sing to him.